WSIA monitoring. RWFB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. WRWB 489.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. Everything's good over here.
Yeah, very good. Traffic looks a little light this morning compared to the last few mornings. Maybe everybody took a 4-day weekend or more.
Roger on the 4-day weekend. Yeah.
I know I've been kind of, you know, building up my time, so I've only to date, not counting holidays or anything like that. I mean, I've only took 2 days off this year so far, so since January 1st, or the 2nd, I guess, technically, when people come back to work. Most everybody, you know, has New Year's Day off. Not everybody, but most everybody. Anyways, I've only took 2 days off. So we're already virtually halfway through the year, right? At least through almost 5 months of it anyways. So anyways, there you have it.
Well, anyway, hopefully it's a nice day today. I can maybe get outside and do some work.
Well, I think it's supposed to be like 62 or something, and I think it might be partly cloudy today, but I remember what the news guy said yesterday, plenty of sunshine though, not totally clear, even though it looks clear right now. It might cloud up a little bit, except that you have more sunshine than you've had in the last few days, obviously, so the right direction for sure, but it's still generally going to be cool this weekend.
Yeah, copy on that.
I heard 2503 at the fuel pumps. So, you know, the family radio service can use these frequencies on the output, right? So, sure, you've had to hear that at some point.
Yeah, correct. When I go up towards Chesterfield, one of the department stores up there by that Best Buy uses the same frequency. Well, they use the frequency.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what you hear from time to time when the repeater drops. You hear driving through different areas, you'll hear them on different frequencies on the output of these repeaters. So, but they're typically HT'd and restricted to, I forget, 2 or 5 watts or something like that.
Yeah, I think FRS, that's what, like 2 watts, if that. It's only supposed to be able to go, like, what, 2 to 4 miles range?
Yeah, and the other thing that limits them, I'm pretty sure they specify no external antennas.
I do believe so.
Yep, you broke up on that one. What was that one, Mike?
Yeah, I believe so. No external antennas for FRS.
Yeah, I mean, they try to keep it to where, you know, they're limited range, but work inside a building, just the intent for design, right? Or if you have them at home with your kids out in the yard or in a park, you know, it's, you don't need to be transmitting, you know, 10 miles away for that, and that's how they kind of do it, right? So they limit on power and antenna, they pretty much got it under control. And this is WSHM 738 to get that in there.
WRWB 489.
Tough to get used to, you know, the 15-minute IDs, you know. I'm used to the other service being 10 minutes, so. It's kind of nice, only every 15 minutes. 4 times an hour. And at the end, so it could actually be. Right? I mean, just because you ID doesn't give you 15 minutes without ID. And I think technically you still have the ID at the end, even though you may have made your last ID 5 minutes ago. I think when you're getting off the radio, you still need the ID, even if it's only 10 minutes later. So, anyways, I think that's how it works. But the thing you cannot do, I'll use yesterday as an example, get in here and make a comment just to disrupt stuff and then never ID. That's highly illegal.
Yeah, like right now? Over?
Well, I don't know. Is it happening right now? They're doubling with me?
No, they weren't doubling with you. I think they were doubling with me. When I unkeyed, somebody keyed up and unkeyed.
Oh, well, I didn't really... I detected some kind of audio ailment with you, like your voice dropped out and I only caught part of it, but I did not detect a double. So, I didn't detect anything, just that little anomaly there.
No, I thought when I unkeyed, I heard the one of the other repeaters key up and unkey at the same time. Because I was unkeying. I heard the tail end of the other one of the various, you know, link repeaters went in unkeyed.
Okay, well, you're listening elsewhere, so I can't say. I didn't detect anything on this end, so.
Well, whatever, anyway. Yeah. Light out here, I can see. Yeah, it looks like blue skies as of right now. That can all change.
Well, I mean, it's not supposed to. It's supposed to be pretty nice today. Just, you're not getting up into the 70s. It's probably going to be low 60s or whatever, but as long as we can maintain full sunshine, that will certainly be better. It's supposed to get warmer. Like I said, low 60s, which is better than it's been. So, and just in time for the holiday weekend, it's a good thing. So.
Yeah, roger that. Yep.
Well, hey, if you get a chance, give me a call. I'm getting close where I need to be, so you got just a few more minutes. And then I'll be where I need to be. If you get a chance, ring me on the phone. We'll see ya. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Alrighty, we'll catch you. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSOZ 793, smiling.
Good morning, Dave. WSGU 844.
Good morning, back to you. Oh, Jesus Christ, wake up, Dave. Good morning, to back to you, Sherman. What's happening?
Up and had them a little early this morning. Got some things I got to do out in the market before I call it a day and the end of the week.
Yeah, roger that. I was kind of surprised to hear you out here this early in the morning. I didn't think anybody'd be around out here. But a little surprised. They're sounding good. I'm still waking up, sucking cup, and I slammed the first one down in hopes of maybe clearing the cobwebs, but it's going to take another one.
Matt, roger that. Yeah, I'm coming up M59 on southbound M53, so still a lot of traffic out here for a start of a holiday weekend. Well, a lot of people like me that got to work today and then they'll be off up for the weekend.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you sound good for 53 and 59, man. You're coming in great. Nice and loud. It kind of startled me a little bit when you first beat up. I didn't realize where I had my volume set, man. When you beat up, man, that helped clear some cobwebs. But you got a bunch of running around to do on this one, eh?
Yeah, roger, roger. No, I just got, I got to do a reset at my Speedway. Put a new, couple shelves on a rack. And then, I got to build some displays at, my big market. So, yeah, I got to, almost to the warehouse. And no dilly-dallying at the warehouse, talking to everybody. I gotta get my job done and get home.
Yeah, roger that. What you got planned for the Memorial weekend there?
Nothing. Just hang out and get some things done around the yard. Maybe get my bonfire pit. Out and fill it with some wood and maybe have some bonfires, who knows, as long as the rain holds off. That's about it.
Yeah, well, it's something. It's what a lot of people are probably going to be doing. I figured it's going to be the bonfire bonfire pits all over the place out here. be smelling all that burning wood while I sit here. how's Kelly doing?
He's doing well. What you going to be doing for the holiday weekend? Anything good?
Don't know yet. Don't have no plans. To me, it's just another day. But, you know, if something comes my way, then that'd be all right. But no plans. I don't know. Probably just, you know, spend another day. And like I said, unless something comes up, they're okay.
Roger. You off the Detroit repeater or the Mount Clemens repeater?
Yeah, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Since he fixed it, I can get off that noisy Detroit repeater. He did a great job on this one. He did an excellent job. This is it's a good repeater. And what's cool is the announcement, you're a woman, the ID woman, she'll tell you the temperature. In Detroit, you don't do that, so. No, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater there, okay?
Roger. Yeah, that just seems like you got on low power.
No, I'm running on medium. Why?
No, you just got a lot of fuzzy in the background.
Huh. That's strange, because I never had anybody tell me that. Everybody tells me I sound better on Mount Clemens repeater than Detroit. Oh, wait a minute. I know what's up. Hang on. All right, did that make it any better?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better, yeah. Still got a little bit of the noise in the background, but yeah, your modulation is better.
Yeah, Roger, I forgot I had the Venetian blinds closed on my window here. I forgot that it interferes with, when I close them, it interferes my signal. It would sound even better, I think, if I raised them higher. I got my window open, though, got that cool breeze coming in, but as long as you can understand me, that's all I need right now.
Roger. Yeah, the modulation's a lot better now. Sorry for the... to give you the bad news, but I just thought that there was something.
No, it's okay. I appreciate it. I'm like you, man. When I'm trying to talk to somebody and they're coming in really crappy, I hate to tell them that, you know, saying it over and over again. No, you're not getting any better, man. It's tearing you up. I don't like doing that, but you got to be honest. I mean, if I can't understand you, I got to let you know. Maybe if you're on a handheld, you move to a different spot or whatever the case. Yeah, if I open the blinds up even further, I'll probably get better, but as long as it's working right now, that's good enough.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'd like to be told also, so in case maybe I got the coax loosened up behind the unit or vice whatever. So yeah, I'd like to know too. So yeah, all right. Well, I'm at the location of my work, and so I'm gonna let you go. So I, like I said, get in, get out, and get back home. So I'll try giving you a holler on my way back home. So have yourself a great day, and hopefully the weather cooperates with us today. And talk to you later. Have yourself a good one. WSCU 844 will be clear after your final.
Yeah, Sherman, very good. Very good. Sound is very good. Wonderful. No noise. No nothing. Just all you. So, doing good. Good talking to you. Always is. Like I said, just kind of caught me by surprise this morning. Usually you're not out here till around 8 or something, if I remember right. But either way around, you have yourself a good day, and we'll talk to you later. WSSZ-793, and I'm monitoring.
Roger, roger. Good talking to you, Dave. Sounding good also. Talk at you later. WSTU-844. We're gone.
WSBP-754. WSFZ-793, station WSFZ-902, you around? WSFZ-793. No contact, 902, Frank. WSFZ-793 monitor. Station 902, are you up and around? WSFZ-793. No contact, 902. I guess he must still be doing something. 202.
WSDU 202. Transmission.
WSDU 202, and we're monitoring. WSDU 202, how about it,
902, Frank, you around? WSFZ-793.
Roger that. Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. Come on, 793.
Hey, there he is. Good morning time to you, man. What's happening?
Good morning, sunshine.
So what's happening? What are you doing?
Yeah, just waking up, watching the news, drinking my coffee. That's about it.
Yeah, it's about the same here. Watching Good, Bad, and the Ugly, watching a movie, Good, Bad, and the Ugly, and I figured I'd, I had to go get another cup, and I figured I'd tee up just call out your numbers just randomly, just to see if you actually answered.
Yeah, roger that. No, I'm just hanging out today. Today's a day I'm just kind of hanging out, so.
Yeah, roger that. So no worky today, eh?
No, sir, it's an extension of my weekend.
Yeah, well, you can't argue with that, man. That's for sure, man. It's a good thing, I suppose, man. Yeah, ain't no nothing to report over here. Excuse me, I didn't even know that was coming. Like I said, I was into the movie and wanted to get me another cup, and so I paused the movie and got me another cup here, and I called you twice. This is the second time I called you. I called you earlier before I started watching the movie just to see if you were monitoring or anything like that there. Roger. Oh, yeah, roger that. I might have been having a little time. All morning. Yesterday was a bit more lively, but a little quieter this morning, so. Yeah, roger that. That's for sure. It was a little more active, even earlier than 8 o'clock yesterday. It was, I think, who did I key down? Was it this morning or yesterday morning? I don't know. I think it was like 5 or something, and I keyed down and threw my numbers, and Chairman come back. And I was like, wow, man, this early in the morning, you know, he was on his way to work. I think it was this morning. But yesterday it was pretty active, you know, this early in the morning at Rocky.
Yeah, it's like anything else. It goes in spurts. You know, I heard a guy out there last night. I kind of came a quick radio check. He's in somewhere right around me, so. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you've seen my log. My log of contacts. You know, most of that stuff started, most of them contacts started out as radio checks. You know, I do a radio check and then we'd just start talking and stuff and guys, you know, the guy would sound pretty cool, so I'd log them up. That's how I made a lot of friends out here is through radio checks there, Roger.
Yeah, like I say, I'm just kind of waking up and kind of chilling and same thing, watching a movie. I keep calling you, but, so.
Yeah, all right, sounds good. Like I said, just a little, I was a little surprised that you keyed up, because I wasn't sure, you know, I just figured I'd take a shot at it. But go ahead, man, wake up. You're sounding good, too. Sounding good through the repeater, man. Go ahead and wake yourself up, whatever. You give me a holler in the phone when you feel up to it, though. I'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, are clear after your final.
Pepper, okay, roger that. Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902, and I'll be standing by and monitoring.
WSID 817, you around? WSID 793. I'm going to put a no contact on station 817 point. WSID 793, monitor. Pick up. Customer waiting.
WRMZ 640. Jack, are you around?
WSDT 257, monitoring. 202 to 793. No copy, 793. WSEU 202, we're mobile and monitoring. WSHC 972, radio check.
WSIJ 839.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG. What do you need? Copy. WIUG. What do you need? Clear. Station 922. Station 922, WIUG 48, copy. Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
This is WRYA 373, testing.
WIUG 48, go ahead. You're sounding good.
WRUG 488, I believe it was. Good afternoon. This is WRYA 373. Just testing my radio. I haven't used it for a while. Thank you for coming back to me. Name here is Bill. I'm in Trenton.
Well, Bob, my name is Jack. And I'm located here in Rochester. Where are you located at?
Very good. Yes, you have an excellent signal there from Rochester. I'm located in Trenton. I'm about 25 miles south of Detroit on the Detroit River.
So you're in Trenton. Yeah, you're in Trenton. Anyhow, you're sounding good. And what kind of radio do you have?
Yes, sir. I'm using a Midland mobile radio. I have it set up as a base station. I'm operating at about 15 watts. I have it connected to a roof antenna that's at about 15 feet. And it's just a small setup, but it serves well for GMRS activities.
Yeah, that'd be enough. And, you know, 15 watts is enough. I'm on the medium, but I'm on a different radio. They call it DYT. Roger.
DYT, is that an HD handheld radio?
That is a base station.
Oh, okay, very good. Yes, you have an excellent signal there. Very, very clean, great audio.
Yeah, because I got a trim antenna outside, that's why. Roger.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Antenna is about 70% of your, 70 or 80% of your radio's strength right there is height and a decent antenna, and you can really, really pump it out, and you don't need a lot of power to do it.
Roger that. Are you also a ham operator?
Oh, yes, sir. That's affirmative. I'm an active ham radio operator. I'm a traffic handler. I get onto a net called the Southeastern Michigan Traffic Net quite often. And I also check into a fun net early in the morning called the Morning Brew, which is a really neat thing. It's a link. It's a repeater system that's linked over a good portion of the country, and they kick in like over 140 check-ins every morning. It's a lot of fun. Are you a ham radio operator?
Sir, I'm a ham operator. You probably heard me out there. My call sign KFA-DRC, Detroit Rock City. Roger.
You are Detroit Rock City. Yes, sir. Affirmative. I've heard you. Oh, the first time I heard that, I thought, oh, my gosh, that is just about the best phonetics I've ever heard.
Yeah, because every time I get out there, nobody knows what the BRC means. So I figure out, somebody said, you got to change that. You call in your first call sign, then you go Detroit Rock City. And everybody know that now. Roger.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. I've heard you when did I hear it? I heard you for the first time here a couple weeks ago, and I loved it. I'm like, man, that's perfect. I'd love to have that call sign.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Whatever, everybody said the same thing. Don't change that call sign. Detroit Rock City is good for Detroit.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, based on your ham call sign, it sounds like you just received your ham license not too long ago.
I would say about a couple of months ago, and I'm trying now for a general.
Okay, very good. Congratulations on that. Yes, I've been a ham radio operator for about 30 years. I've had my call sign the whole time. I never changed it. It was FCC issued call sign. I did attempt to change it to another call sign, which was a local radio station related type call sign, but somebody grabbed it before I did, so I just left it alone. I like my call sign anyway. So, that's great. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
No problem, anytime, Mike. My GMRS is WRUG 488. WRUG 488. You got that down?
Oh, yes, sir, WRUG-488, and I am WRYA-373. I've had my GMR last license for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, I'm from a 22, so a little bit long time ago. And anyhow, when you're on the ham, do you ever run into the guy by name Don?
A guy by the name of Don on the ham radio band. No, no, I can't think of anyone named Don at this time.
He was always on the radio, always on the ham, also on the GMRS. I used to talk to him all the time. Anyhow, he passed away last year, so...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's horrible news. No, I don't recall if I've ever spoke with him or not. Do you remember his call sign?
I had it written down here, but I forgot all about it. It's not in the front of me right now. Anyhow, I don't know. Where do you hang around on the other side of the world?
Yes, I monitor the Wyandotte repeater, 147.24. It's a repeater in Wyandotte, Michigan. It's also EchoLink. It has EchoLink capabilities. Another repeater I hang out on is the Spirit of 76 repeater at 146.76. That's in Southfield. I hang around there quite a bit. But the most of my activity is in digital. I get onto B-Star quite often, B-Star Reflectors, 010 Charlie, and a couple other ones that I hang out on. But I'm mostly a digital operator. I enjoy doing digital voice.
I like to do a digital operator. I hang around sometime on MI-5. I don't know if you ever heard that one or not. It's MI-5. SW.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I also hang out there from time to time. It's the statewide channel number one, MI-5, Central Michigan Emergency Network. Yes, sir. Yeah, we have, we do have a repeater downriver here, but I don't think it's been operational for a while, but... Yeah, I get in on the Detroit repeater, and I'm able to make it with an HD with not much problem.
Oh, yeah, I hang around there, too. I was out there yesterday on that MI-5. Didn't hear nobody then. Then I called about five times, and somebody answered and said, "We heard you out there." You know, that's my radio. Roger.
Okay, well, I'll have to break out my DMR radio. I haven't had it out for a little while now, but I'll have to break it out and give you a call on there. That'd be nice to talk to you on DMR. That'd be fun. Do you use a hotspot, or do you go in through a repeater?
My hotspot is not set up yet. It's still been working on, but it's not set up yet, that hotspot. What do you use for a hotspot?
Yeah, hotspots are a little bit tricky to set up with DMR. I don't use a hotspot for DMR, but I do use a hotspot for D-Star and Fusion, and I have one of the OpenSpot 4 Pro hotspots, which works very well. I also have one of the new M1KE devices, which is a LAN radio. It's a transceiver that connects directly to your Wi-Fi. I use that quite often, and it does the same thing as the OpenSpot will. So, yeah, that's a lot of fun doing the digital stuff. This is WRYA-373.
Well, that's good. This is WRUG-488. I hang around, I don't know if you ever heard FBI and Warren. That's what I hang around.
Okay, is that, what's that? I think that's that repeater that's in someone's backyard, I think. Isn't that the, they call it the double nickel?
No, it's not double nickel. I think it's 162.6.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them, but no, I've never hung out there on that repeater. Anyway, Jack, it's really nice to talk to you. I gotta kinda get back to work here. I was just testing the radio. I haven't done it for a while, so I'm very honored and pleasured to be able to meet you. That's pretty cool. I've heard you on the Morning Brew. That's really cool stuff there. So yeah, I'm gonna have to clear out of there. So I'll be clear on your final track. So nice to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you so much. This is WRYA 373.
Well, good talking to you. We'll talk again, either way, here or there. Just give me a shout, and no problem at all. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488.
All right, Jack, I'll give you a call on the MI5 network here in the near future. 73 to you, buddy. This is WRYA 373.
439, you have a copy on 839. Station 839, I do have a station, he's sounding good and everything else, but I think you have Roger Beef on or something.
488, this is 839, is that Roger Beef on?
Okay, so are there 839?
Yeah, I was just wondering if that Roger Beef was gone.
Yes, it is. Yeah, good for that because they don't use Roger Beef here. They have their own Roger Beef, you know, so they don't use it. I don't use it either, so it's not me, it's the people on those repeaters. And I don't know who they are exactly, but that's how it is. I had the same thing year 1922. Don't use the Roger Beef, no problem. I don't care. I don't like the Roger Beef anyhow. You know, I mean, you know, there's no use for it on the GMRS, actually. And I don't even use it on the ham side either. So. And anyhow, you're sounding good. I don't know if you're on the handheld or you're on the base station.
I'm on a little TIG radio set to TMRS. It's smaller than a pack of cigarettes.
Those radios, they good radios. They are good radios, and I don't know what kind of do you have on that one.
Actually, it's just the stock antenna that came with it. I could put the NA771 on, but I carry my radios on my chest, so it keeps poking me in the face.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And at 771G, it's a good antenna. I have all my radios, same thing. I have Rocktails and I have a Bullfinger radio, but they all have the 771. It makes a lot different. Very different when you're inside the house, you know what I mean? That way you don't get the you know, like a that you don't get that or fade out. Roger?
Yeah, QSL. I know you've been doing this for a while, so maybe I can ask you. Do I have to get a specific antenna for TMRS, or can I use a dual band antenna?
No, you gotta have that, the GMRS antenna. It's better because that's how these repeaters are. They don't work that good on the other side, the other antennas. They don't work that good. And that's what I suggest, because all mine is the same thing that I was just telling you, that Nagoya 771G, I got that from Amazon. And it was only $20. I know it's long. I know what you're saying, you know, but what can you do? But these repeaters, that's how they are. Roger?
Yeah, sure. So, actually, what I was thinking of doing was mounting one to my power chair, because I'm always out and about, and it would be mounted right to my chair.
Roger that, yeah. That kind of helps you out a lot. Wherever you go, you know, that I was going to tell you, that Nagoya 771G. It is a good antenna. Also, if you're inside the house, be by the window and hold your handheld straight. But you got a good handheld. Don't take me wrong, but there is a good radio. Roger?
Yeah, sure, I'll actually go in the house right now and order me the 771G. And be done with it.
That is the best thing to do. Just don't walk around the house too much. Whatever you are, that 771G, it helps you out a lot. And I know that. And that's what I tell everybody. I have that one. Because those repeaters, that's the way they are. I'm over here in Rochester. Where is your location?
Oh, I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump away over here in Fraser.
Oh, you're in the Fraser. Now, are you on 625 repeater or 675? Because there's one that's 675 in Mount Clemens.
Right now, I'm on 625.
And that's where I am, on 625. But if you want to try a 675 repeater, it's by you in Mount Clemens. And I don't think you're that far from Mount Clemens.
Whiskey, Sierra, India, Juliet, 389, the 488.
I heard you. Okay. Well, you're sounding good there, too, but you're fading out a little bit. That's why that antenna really help you out. When you get the antenna, make sure right on the antenna it says 771. Right on that antenna, it should say 771. If it's not, send it back to Amazon. And Amazon got these antennas, it says on them. Roger? Now, go back on 625. Go back right now on 625 and stay there. So you get that antenna, and you see the difference.
If I may, just real quick, this is WSAX712. He was definitely coming in a lot better on the 625. I'm all the way out in Westland, and I was reading him very clear on my end.
Yeah, I know that. He was coming very clear. He was coming very clear here, too. Anyhow, because the antenna problem, you know, because he's close by there, by Mount Clemens. He's not too far. He's in Fraser. Anyhow, which is no problem, no big deal. He can use either one. But what are you going to do, you know? Roger.
I'm sorry. I had to move because some movers were asking me to move so we can park. I guess this one works better for where I'm at right now. And the other one is channel 20 on the radio, so that works out for me.
Yeah, no problem. You're okay. It's just fading out a little bit because your antenna is a little bit shorty or is not the greatest out there. That's all. No problem at all. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
WIUG 48. 72. Thank you for coming back to me. I finally got this radio working. I'm so happy. I'm getting great money out of my life. Have a great day. 73. God bless. I almost said my call sign from AM radio. WSIJ83.
Do me a favor, one more time, your call sign. That way I can write it down for you. My name is Jack, by the way. Roger.
Hey, Jack, I got that. It's Whiskey Sierra, India. Junior. 839. I have to still look myself. I've only had my license for a day and a half.
And now you're doing good. Are you also the ham, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Are you a ham operator too?
Yes, Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Fox. For radio ID 1, I'm sorry, 3210033.
Oh, well, welcome to the GMRS anyhow. I'm a ham operator too, so good talking to you, and you take care. Well, I'm going to sign off right now, so that way everybody knows out there. WIUG 48, clear. Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48 clear. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48 copy. WIUG 48 clear. Station 922. Station 922. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Not so good on this one. You were better on the other one. It's noisy on this one. I totally lost you there. Hey, let's try Troy. Let's see if you can make Troy.
This is WSCY 255. Now I'm loud and clear with all of your words being audible.
Copy. Yeah, I had to drive about maybe a half mile away from some of these buildings that I'm next to. I went back to where I was kind of talking last time, where you heard me at, and it's picking up a lot better over here, so I guess I found a little spot in my city.
Stationary, or are you still driving? I started to hear the first part of your sentence, and then it went back out again.
I'm stationary. How was that? Did it go back out?
Two five five,
I'll try you a little bit later. This is WSHG 901. Clear.
I caught the tail end of that sentence, Malcolm, but not the beginning part. WSCY717, WSCY45.
SEC-835, signal check.
Sounds good, 835. WRWM 638.
Yeah, you're right. Movie's a movie. It's just, I figured, well, I watched something that I've never watched before. You know, I told you that I really like the mob movies, though, and I said I'd like that. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, it was all right. It kind of a little wonky, but, it was okay. Yeah. So, company ain't showed up yet, eh?
Somebody was keying up all over you. I'll give you a call on the landline. Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. I'll be standing by and monitoring.
Yeah, all right, I'll be around. WSOZ 793 out.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. Are you out there?
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WSIE 375, testing a handheld from Clinton Township. Anyone copy?
Yeah, 375. I got a copy on you. WSOZ 793. No problem, my friend. You come
coming through, you're readable, you're a little fuzzy, you got buzz coming in with you, but it's not covering you up or anything there, so. Alright, you're welcome, man. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Great, thanks for the info. I'm playing with a 8-watt handheld. I also have a new 25-watt. I'm figuring out. I'm new to this. Thanks again. Have a good night.
Right to that. He must be moving around because your signal starts fading. Your modulation, everything starts fading into the hash noise and stuff. If you're on a handheld, just make sure the antenna is straight up and down when you talk. Don't, like, let it tilt forward out or anything. Make sure it's straight up and down. And you probably, excuse me, you probably have to find a sweet spot there in your house, in your room, or wherever you're at there, Roger.
Sounds good. Thanks again. I appreciate the tips. Have a great night.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, you, whatever you did right there, you did great. No noise, no nothing. Come in really nice. You have yourself a good night, too. WSFD 793, and I'm monitoring.
Thank you, sir. WSIE 375, monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. 793, you still out there?
Yeah, come on, Frank. Go ahead. WSOZ 793.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. What are you doing up all, man?
I was going to go to bed an hour ago or 2 hours ago, and I seen this movie on Tubi and started watching it, and it's a long movie, and it got good, so I made me some coffee, trying to keep myself awake long enough to watch most of it there, okay?
Yeah, I was just wondering, because normally you're not up this late, so that's why I figured I'd give you a quick shout-out. Alright, so yeah, coffee came down, we're just kind of chilling out, and you know, doing our thing and kind of hanging out.
Yeah, Roger that. Now tell him I said hello. Stuff like that. No, I didn't think I was going to be up this late either, but this movie started getting good and I started dozing, so I got up and made me a Keurig, and it's got me back in the spirit watching the movies. And I paused for a second and, you know, Nature called, and when I came back, I heard the guy ask for a radio check before I was able to unpause the movie, so I figured nobody was saying nothing, so I give it to him there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, there's something going on with the repeater. There's a lot of static up in here. It's probably because the storms that are coming through. But yeah, there's a lot of hash and everything up in it. I know the repeater's good because last time we talked, it was crystal clear, so I think it's more atmosphere than anything else, so. All right, well, I'm going to be standing by and monitoring. I'll get back with you a little bit. Have a good evening.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I forgot to pull my Venetian blind back up. If I had the Venetian blind closed, I'm staticky through the repeater. I forgot all about that. When you said that, I turned my head and realized, oh, I forgot to, because I didn't think I was going to be doing any more talking, but I was monitoring. I had the Venetian blind down because the breeze coming through the window is a little cool, and I don't want to shut it either, so. All right, very good. Like I said, tell them all I said hello, and yeah, y'all have a good evening over there, and, you know, if you key up, check to see if I'm out here, because I'm on this movie, and I'm probably going to be able to see it through. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.